Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
See if you can imagine this. The Christmas Story being played out in 2013, being told as if it's an episode of the ABC's Australian Story, an intriguing idea that's coming to a screen near you on Christmas Day across the Seven television network. It's the brainchild of producer Phil Smith, whose real job is a GP. So what would the Christmas Story look like if it happened in the here and now? Let's ask Phil Smith. Phil, welcome to Open House.
Thank you, Lee.
Great to have you with us. So tell us first, something of the setting. What does this Christmas Story look like in 2013?
Yeah, so this is sort of a reimagining of the typical nativity story and set, as you say, in modern day. So the decisions we've made is that Jesus would be born in a mechanic's garage instead of a stable, and that Mary and Joseph, instead of traditionally coming along on a donkey, turn up in a battered camper van. And that the three wise men that come are actually sort of academics and scientists.
So tell us about the scenario of how you're telling the story.
Yeah, so it's a documentary style, and as you mentioned, very similar to what people may have seen on ABC Australian Story, where the actual narrative and story is told through interviews with sort of eyewitnesses and people, key people in the events. So in particular, we're going to look at one of the, inverted commas, wise men. So we've created this character of Abe Collins. He's a professor of astrophysics. He's a Nobel laureate. He's someone very respected in the scientific community. And he now goes and discovers this brand new star, and it's behaving rather irrationally, and they're trying to understand what that might mean. And another colleague turns up with theories of how there's this prophecy of a star appearing to foretell and lead the way to a child who's got a special destiny, someone who might change the world. And of course, this is sort of poo-pooed by the usual sort of scientific establishment. They think it's hocus pocus and so on. So we follow the unravelling of the journey. He takes a few fellows with him, and they follow the star. And
the rest is history. What do you think this kind of approach does for our understanding of the Christmas Story, Phil?
The Christmas Story, I think, has a tendency, I suppose, to take on this kind of cutesy, kind of almost picture book children's fable. You know, we're all familiar with these nice images of animals and, you know, mangers and babies and angels, and it almost seems like a fable, I guess. And so what I'm hoping is that this will kind of really ground it and root it back in kind of a more gritty reality, I suppose, and hopefully people will, you know, take a fresh view and engage with the story a bit more rather than just, I suppose, dismiss it as just a story.
I've actually often wondered how Jesus would be viewed and what the response to him would be if he lobbed into our world today. You got any thoughts?
It's a tantalising thing to think about, isn't it? So I imagine, in some ways, not dissimilar to what happened in reality 2,000 years ago. I imagine he would be just as polarising today as he was back then. I think there are probably those of us who think we know him and we're doing the right thing, and we might find things sort of shaken up, and there'll be equally people who'd never set foot inside a church who'd find him warm and welcoming and loving and find that they find there's something admirable and worthy of following in him.
Yes. The program has an intriguing title, The Wise Man, then you add a question mark. Why have you used that?
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons, Lee. At heart, this program is going to unpack a little bit of what it means to have faith in this modern day, a day of reason, a day when science is kind of king. And that's not to undermine science at all, but I think there's a lot of people who would say science has, you know, either disproved God, or, you know, we don't need God because we've got these sort of rational reasons and so on. So, you know, what is wisdom? What is the true path of wisdom in this situation? So there's that sort of, just to raise that question, that's going to be sort of running through the thread of the program. I guess that also, it's a nice rounding off, I was involved in writing and producing an Easter program on Channel 7 last year that we called An Innocent Man with a Question Mark. And that was a very similar thing, modern-day Australian Story style interviews and documentary. and through the eyes of Pontius Pilate in particular. So we were really exploring what did his view of Jesus take, and, you know, was he innocent, as his wife actually had come to and warned him in a dream. I guess I'm not coming with a strong message. I want to really encourage questioning and probe, you know, probe people's thoughts and held beliefs and so on.
Fair enough. The way the program was funded is an interesting story in itself. Yeah. Tell us about crowdfunding and how successful that was.
Yeah, so this has been mostly funded through crowdfunding, and this has become kind of all the rage for a lot of artistic projects. Crowdfunding is, instead of traditional funding where that's the source of money for, say, a TV program or whatever that might be, a book or a, you know, a CD, instead of it coming from an established company or a TV network or something, you go to the people, to the audience, and try and raise your funds. So there are websites around to do that, and we did that, and we set up a crowdfunding thing. So this, the vast bulk of the money for this program has come just from ordinary people around the country who want to see some Christian TV programming on our screens. What's wonderful about that too is that it helps to build the audience. You know, these people who've helped contribute also got a vested interest in the program, and they want to see what happens.
Yes.
So it raises the money, it builds an audience, it builds some excitement and momentum. It's also an interesting way of testing out your idea too, that there are certainly this website that we used, if you don't reach the target you said, you don't get any of the money. People are just pledging towards the target. And I guess it's an interesting way because, you know, if your idea isn't particularly well received, then maybe that's kind of the market, inverted commas, telling you that.
There's your message. Yeah. So here's my other question. What's a medical doctor doing producing a television show?
Yeah. So, well, it's not something I set out to do, sitting down thinking about my future. But having said that, I've been a doctor a bit over 15 years, maybe approaching 20 years, and all except the first couple of years I've chosen to work part-time and just pursue creative impulses and creative spark that I seem to have, and also just allow my passion for Jesus to show through in those things. So it's been a process. And then last year I won this grant to write and produce an Easter program, and then that's kind of led on to taking the same approach but for the Christmas story. So it's been a gradual process and an exciting one, and I don't know where to from here.
Good for you. So what do you hope people will take away from A Wise Man when they sit down to watch it on Christmas Day?
Look, I hope that for those who believe, for those who know the story well, I hope it's a fresh way of looking at it. I certainly don't mean to kind of try and improve on it or think that it needs modernizing because of its message or anything like that. It's really just to place it almost not quite a shock value, but, you know, to just get people thinking again and re-engaging with the story. And for those who perhaps aren't familiar with the story, I guess I'm hoping to challenge those questions about faith in an age of science and reason. So I'm hoping to promote and inspire thinking and discussion. I'm not certainly coming with any sort of big hard sell point to prove, and I hope that the production values will be great. I hope that Christians will be proud to associate themselves with the program and encourage their non-believing friends to take a peek.
It certainly looks good to me. It's A Wise Man on the 7 Network Christmas Day. Producer Phil Smith, thank you so much indeed for joining us on
OpenHouse.
Wish you well with it.
Thanks very much.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.